You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you. Good afternoon, family, and welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall. I have been in a series of conversation. It's a conversation that the Holy Spirit is having with me, conversation I'm having with you and with myself as the Lord continues to remove those things that can become blinders in our lives or can distort our vision. But he is always pruning us. And I think that we are definitely in a serious pruning process right now. All of the things that are happening in the world and in our country right now is a pruning. We are being pruned by being shaken up, and everything that can remain will remain in this shaking, and everything that is shakable will be shaken away. And we just need to rest and know that God is in us, God is with us, and God is for us. Let's begin with prayer before I get started on Spoken in Love, and this is conversation number 6. Father, I thank you. This is the day that you have made. I thank you that we are learning to live, move, and have our being in you. I thank you for your faithfulness to us. You are a patient and loving Father. Your mercies are new every day. Your grace continues to cover a multitude of sin, that where sin abounds, much more grace. I thank you that we can hold on to that truth, that your grace is abounding in this season. We trust you, because where can we go to find this perfect love, this love that is unconditional, unchanging? I thank you for today's broadcast. I thank you for the move of your spirit through these airways. I thank you that through Christ Jesus, you have connected us all, that through the Christ, because he is in all and through all, and he holds everything together, and that we are all being held together by Christ, that what affects one affects us all. So I thank you for continuing to open up the eyes of our understanding, that we may see you, that we may see more of you. And we thank you for this in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. As I said, here we are on Spoken in Love Conversation Number 6. I want to start off just reflecting on this lyric from the song Amazing Grace just kind of took hold in my mind. And I just began to just ponder what that means to us. And this is the lyric. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I once was lost, but now I'm found. When we say that we were lost, it was not that our Father lost us, but we had lost Him. We had lost sight of the One who made us. We had lost sight of His presence in our lives. We had lost sight that we are connected and never separated from Him. And this finding is when the blinders begin to lift, those things that blind us. And even that is a process, because every day, a little bit more of the things that blind us should be dissipating in our lives, that we are letting go of things that are blinding or distorting our vision as we look at ourselves, as we look at others, as we look at the world and what is going on in the world, that we begin to see through the eyes of Christ, which is one of the things I talked about last week, about having the mind of Christ and being able to get above what we're seeing on this horizontal level and get a view from above, which will impact how we respond to the things that we're seeing. This is a question I want to ask you today. Have you thought during this time, have you given thought to why God is allowing all these things that we are seeing in our country? The work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is a finished work. And He has done so much by appearing in the form of man in this earth and accomplished so much that even the scriptures tell us that it can't all be written down. The world couldn't even contain the volumes, is how it's expressed in the scriptures. And my next question is, if it is done, are we prepared to receive it? Because when I look at how we respond, how the body of Christ is responding right now, it is as though the work isn't finished. And so there is where there's so many different, as I'm thinking about it right now, there's so many agendas that's present in the body of Christ. And it depends on what ministry you're connected to, what they have decided, what their emphasis is. And the truth is that there are things that have already been ordained for us to walk in. There are good works that ordain, so we don't have to come up with anything, but we have to stay connected to the vine so that we are receiving what has already been prepared for us. The old man is dead, but a lot of his thinking is still with us. And that is where the renewing of the mind becomes key. The renewing of the mind is key in terms of us being transformed into his likeness, that we are expressing his likeness. I believe right now that the body of Christ is in a compromised position. We are not really fully embracing the teachings of our Lord and Savior. And we continue to try and assimilate ourselves into this world system by using agendas that appear to be godly, so that we can say that we are a godly and a righteous people. But we cannot make ourselves righteous and godly. This is something that God has done. And because we still want to control this life, as opposed to losing it, so that our real life that we have in Christ is made manifest, is the struggle that we have. We are trying to achieve through the law that which can only be done by his Spirit. I always want to share a scripture, and this is the scripture today that I'm going to share from. It is found in John chapter 5, verses 36 through 41. Before I read the scripture, I just want to share from my heart that I'm not here to condemn, but to bring things that are hidden into the light. Because only when we bring our reality into the light can we be healed. Those things that we ignore or try and pretend they don't exist cannot be healed, yet they're still having an impact in our lives. Jesus today is still saying, "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Okay, now let's move to John 5, verse 36. I think I'm going to read all the way through to 42, I believe. Let's see how this goes. Amen. "But the testimony that I have is greater." This is Jesus speaking. "But the testimony that I have is greater than that of John." He's talking about John the Baptist. "For the works that the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I am doing, bear witness about me that the Father has sent me." So he's actually talking to the religious people of his time, because he's disrupting some things. You know, they have a program flowing, and he's coming in and teaching and sharing things about the Father that they are resistant to hearing. Verse 37, "And the Father who sent me has himself borne witness about me. His voice you have never heard, his form you have never seen, and you do not have his word abiding in you." What a charge against them. and you do not have his word abiding in you. And these are people who know the scriptures. But Jesus is saying to them that this word is not abiding in them. For you do not believe the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me. So when we are searching the scriptures, keep that in mind, that the scriptures are bearing witness to Christ Jesus. They are bearing witness to the expression of the word being made flesh in the earth for us. This was done for us. God so loved the world that he gave his son. All of this, the word was made flesh for our benefit. Not for God's benefit, but for our benefit. To draw us back to our origin. To draw us back to our Father, where we began. We began with him before we entered this earth realm. Let's see, where was I? Okay, I said, let me just read 39 again. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me. Yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. Now, there are ways that we are really refusing to come to Christ, even though we're saved and we've accepted salvation. We've accepted that we have received forgiveness of sin. But there are things that in his teachings, in Jesus' teachings to us, that we are still resistant to. And we won't come. Because we say, oh, no, that's a little too far. That what you're saying, Jesus, is a little too far. And then we begin to use the excuse that I'm just human. But we're not just human. We're also divine. We have a divine nature. We are spirit beings, clothed in flesh, clothed in this physical body. Verse 41, Jesus says, I do not receive glory from people, but I know that you do not have the love of God within you. Having the love of God within you. Go back and just read in the New Testament that chronicles the word being made flesh and how the religious people responded to that, because they ended up siding with the Roman government against Jesus because they felt they had a better way. And they use the government. These are supposedly godly people who use the government to deal with Jesus. Here's another question. If persecution, and I'm not talking about this fake persecution where, oh, they took the prayer out of the schools, or they didn't want to say Merry Christmas anymore, or any of that surface persecution, what we, you know, anything that impacts how we live and how we're able to live, we consider that persecution here in America, at least, because there are countries where they're really being put to death because of what they believe. So if persecution really came to America, came to Christians in America, would we be able to stand? Because right now we're already in a compromised position. We don't even speak out against those who say that they believe in God, but it's clear that they don't even know Him. And the fact that we would stand with someone like that, because there is a part of our agenda that we want to get done in this country. And so we will connect ourselves with the ungodly, just like the Pharisees connected themselves with that Roman government, that Roman law, that Roman rule, because they had an agenda. And we thought it was so terrible because the agenda was coming against Jesus Christ. But Jesus has said to us that, like, when we feed the poor and visit the poor, that we're doing this to Him. So when we are mean-spirited to people, or we don't care about them, we don't care about their sufferings, we're only thinking about what impacts us, are we not doing this to Jesus? Are we not? It's just like when Paul was confronted with what he was doing, when he was persecuting Christians. And the Spirit of the Lord appeared to him to let him know that, you know, you're actually doing this to me. He didn't see it that way, because he was blind in that area, and he was so self-righteous about what he had been taught and what he had learned. But there were things that he needed to unlearn. There were things that he needed to let go of. Let go of even his position that he had in the religious community and the education and all of that. He said he considered that dung, all of those accomplishments, because he began to see what was real. What is real? He began to see the kingdom of God. I have a righteous anger in this season, because we continue to allow ourselves to be used and manipulated by these present day politicians. We don't see their hidden agenda. We don't, because we're so blinded by what we think is right and what needs to be done, that we can't see the evil that is present. So we don't see their hidden agendas. And so we support them. In fact, we support anyone who says that they are pro-life or says that they are Christians, yet it is clear by their behavior that they are ungodly. Their speech and their actions say they are not followers of Christ Jesus. There are things about our past in America, going all the way back to the founding of this country, and the things that were done to institute what we have today in America, the injustices and the cruelty that took place. We have to, because see, it's a spiritual thing, and we have to face the reality of that. And sometimes facing that can be a very painful process to look at. But we cannot be afraid, because it is a purging process. And in order for us to come against the spirit that is behind that, because see, we haven't dealt with that. And this is why we see such divisiveness, and we see violence going on, and people threatening people because of something that they some policy that they believe in, but you're against it, and so you consider them your enemy. That's a spirit. And the body of Christ, we have not dealt with the spirit, and it exists in our own organization, our church organizations, because we're not fully integrated and operating in the truth that we are one. I am believing, based on what I have read in the scriptures and the prophetic words that have rang through the word of God in the scriptures, that we will reach that. But let us begin today. Let it begin with us. Let it start now. Our children are looking to us to stand up. We're teaching them about godly morals and about loving people and about having a heart to give and to consider someone else even above yourself. Are we to pretend that that's what we believe and that we know, and then our children see us act out something else? They see us respond in this culture in a way that says, you don't really believe that. You want to teach us to live this way, but you're not even living it. We are cowardly when we are afraid of the feelings that come when we are wrong. So it's easier for us to deny it or just ignore it. Cowardly. That spirit that came and stole land from a people, instituted slavery, then instituted Jim Crow laws. I mean, all those things. Who stole even in our present economy, these large companies swallowing up these smaller companies, not even allowing them to thrive because of greed. They just want to have all of the market. That's a spirit behind all of that. And unfortunately, that spirit that brings division is also in the body of Christ, which is why we're so separated, and we allow doctrines and theology to separate us when we're only seeing in part anyway. We're still continuing to remove those things that blind us. God is so much bigger than what we are currently trying to do right now. Jesus said himself, even greater things that we would do than he did while he was here. Let us begin today to open our hearts and minds to the teachings of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, what he has placed on the inside of us, his spirit. Let us just begin to yield even more to the spirit of the Lord that is within us. Let us allow ourselves to be chastened. We need to be corrected in this hour. The things that are happening now can be used to correct us, correct our course, where we are as the body of Christ, the kinds of things that we are believing, the kinds of things that we allow to divide us. I have hope. I am hopeful that we will move from this infant stage and begin to really begin to digest the meat of this living word. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your spirit that is powerful. I thank you that you are working in us right now. I thank you that your love never fails. Thank you for what you're speaking to our hearts right now. We are a blessed people. We've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. There is nothing that we lack, even in the natural. We've just misused the things in the natural, and we've used them in such a selfish way that we have people who are literally starving and who are lacking because of our thinking, how we see things, not being able to see that what belongs to us, that we don't really own it, that your spirit, if we allow it to really work in us, none will suffer lack. And it can begin right now in the body of Christ. There are so many people in the body of Christ who are struggling and who are lacking. And we haven't even dealt with that. Forget about even reaching those outside of our church organization, our other brothers and sisters in the world. But I thank you, Lord. I thank you for continuing to lift the blinders. I thank you that we will continue. We will continue, that we will press toward that mark for the prize of that high calling in Christ Jesus. We will not allow our faults and sins and shortcomings to condemn us. But we will use them to grow. Use them as a pruning process to get rid of those things that don't belong. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I pray this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for this time of sharing with me. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. And don't get caught up like the world. You know, the world is trying to give us our version of what a Christian is. You know, they're always trying to give us another version. And Merry Christmas is not necessarily reflecting the birth of our Lord and Savior. Those words, Merry Christmas, whether you say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, you know, Happy Hanukkah, whatever. Those words do not embody what we believe and the coming of our Lord and Savior into the earth. So don't get pulled into all of that. You know, those are things that just divide us. Oh, nobody wants to say Merry Christmas anymore. Listen, is it in your heart? Is it in your heart? Is this Spirit of Christ alive in you? So much so that others can see it and feel it and have an impact from it, that their lives are changed because they've come into contact with you. Well, I'm going to stop right there. Praise God. Tomorrow is Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray. Is it Friday Night Joy? What Friday is this? Let's see. Okay, so this is the third Friday. So that means that Matters of the Heart broadcast, which is our singles ministry. Amen. And it is this third Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, God bless you. I love you. Use this time to really reflect on the reality of where you are. Don't be afraid to face it. It's okay, because it's not really who you are. It's just a mindset or consciousness that has trapped you into some things. But God is greater than that. And if we continue to abide in Him, we will break free of those strongholds, those thoughts, be able to pull them down and put them underneath, make them submit to the Spirit of God. Love you. Bye.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.